弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢我们牧师给我机会，给我们机会。我知道我不配在这个地方。我们这当中有很多都是我的前辈。所以我今天只是想要分享我一点的读经的感想。
Alright, thank you.For giving me this opportunity and us this opportunity. I know there are many brothers and sisters here who have come before me, and so I'm just very thankful to be able to share today my thoughts.
好，今天要分享的是耶利米书37-43.
Today, I'll be sharing from the book of Jeremiah, chapters 37.
近来我读后的感想。感受到这几篇当中的故事，使我心中得到一个提醒。
From reading these chapters, 37-43, I got some reminders in my heart.
真的是，牧师他们常常，来提醒我们的，就是我们的日子如何，我们的力量也如何。
These reminders that a pastor frequently reminds us is how we spend our days, is how much power and strength we have.
对，先让大家知道，就是在耶利米书37章，他当时的时代背景。
So I'm just gonna give some background on the background for Jeremiah 37. Oh, yeah.
今天 David 不在，是不是我们不需要翻译？好，他才要再来。好，对不起，我继续哈。他的时代背景就是在犹大国南国，他的末期，西底家王在位11年的时候。
So the time period is in, this period is in the kingdom of Judah in the south, at the end of King Zedekiah's reign.
在西元前就是，597年到西元前586年。
From 597 BC to 586 BC.
我们知道那个时候犹大国通国上下已经长时期的远离神，背离神。
We know that at this time in Judah, there is a long period of time where they strayed from God.
他们效法外邦人一切的可憎之事。
They followed the other ways of life.
行邪术拜偶像。
They followed the idols.
这些种种都积蓄了神对他们的愤怒。
And so this increased the Lord's anger towards them.
惹动神的怒气。
Increased the Lord's anger.
所以神就兴起了管教的杖。
So this raised God's discipline towards them.
神就是激动巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来攻取耶路撒冷。
So the Lord caused the King Nebuchadnezzar to attack.
在这个同时，神也预备了恩典。
At the same time, God prepared grace for them.
神差派了许多的先知。来到那个时代当中。
God brought many prophets during this time period.
在那个时代当中，我们耳熟能详有但以理，有尼西米，有以斯拉。
So during this time, there was Daniel, Nehemiah, and
以斯拉 ，Yeah.
And
以斯拉。
Oh, Ezra.
Yeah, 从早。神说从早他就起来警告以色列警告犹大人。
So God says from the very early on he warned the people in Judah.
当中我们就是今天要交通的耶利米也是其中之一的先知。
And so the prophet Jeremiah who we're talking about is one of them.
我相信西底家王在那个时候，他因为面临到这么大国家的为难当中。
I believe that during this time, Zedekiah faced many hardships.
他心里一定是非常的急迫，非常的担忧。
You know, he must have had very many difficulties in his heart.
所以在这几篇章当中，我们看到他们曾经求救兵于法老的，在埃及的法老。
So here we can see that during this time they seeked Pharaoh in Egypt.
他们也听取一些假先知的一些预言。
They also listened to the words of many false prophets.
他们发现这些路都没有办法解决当时的困境。
They found out that all these ways couldn't solve their problems.
埃及曾经帮助了他们一时之间，但是后来埃及人还是退回到他们自己的国家，没有办法帮助犹大。
Yeah. So at one point, Egypt did help, but then they returned and they couldn't help Judah.
所以在这样子的一个光景当中，我相信西底家他也想要寻求神上帝所差派的先知耶利米。
And so under these circumstances, I believe that Zedekiah wanted to seek Jeremiah.
所以让我们先看到37章第三节。
So let's look at chapter 37.
第三节当中我们看到他第一次求问耶利米先知。
So in chapter 37, verse 3, we can see the first time when he seeked Jeremiah.
第三节提到西底家王打发示利米亚的儿子尤甲，还有祭司马西亚的儿子西番雅去见先知耶利米，说：“求你为我们祷告。”
So here in verse 3, we can see that Zedekiah sent for Jugal, son of Shemaiah, and with the priest Zephaniah to ask for Jeremiah to pray.
他这第一次去求见耶利米的时候，他不是自己去，他是请了一个祭司叫西番雅去见耶利米。
So the first time he went to see Jeremiah, he didn't go.He sent the priest Zephaniah and the son of Shemaiah to go.
是，所以呢，好像他跟神的关系还是有一个距离，他并不是很直接的跟耶利米有一个对谈。
So it seems like he has some distance with God because he didn't directly go and talk to Jeremiah.
因此在这第一次的求问当中，他是请人来为这个国家来求问未来的国家的前景。
So, during this time, he was asking for about the future of the country.
好，那接下来我是用中文哈。
Okay.
那个西底家他求问耶利米的意思就是希望他能够给下神的话语，能够让他知道犹大国未来的前途。所以在21章的时候这不是在37章，是在21章的时候，他第一次求问，他说：“请你为我们求问耶和华，因为巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来攻击我们，或者照着神一切奇妙的作为待我们，使巴比伦王离开我们上去。”然后接下来耶利米回答他说：“我将生命的路和死亡的路摆在你的面前，住在这个城里，也就是耶路撒冷里的，必遭刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫而死。”但出去归降围困你们的加勒底人的，就必要存活，要以自己的命为掠物。所以这是在他第一次他求告神的时候，耶利米把神的话告诉他，就是要他们他们能够离开耶路撒冷城，去到巴比伦。先暂时在那里，我们知道后来是要待70年。 但是对于西底家来讲，他的心根本没有 ready。 他第一次听到这个话的时候，我想他是存着疑问，也存着犹豫。所以在第二次的时候，他又想要再问个清楚，所以我们又继续看到第37章的第17节，他又再问了第二次，他就找到耶利米。好，我们来看那个第17节。好，这是他第二次再问这个耶利米先知。西底家王打发人提出他来，在自己的宫内私下问他。所以在第二次的时候，他就把耶利米请到自己的宫里来。他第二次他把他请到宫里来啊，想可能是要比较私下性的去问他的意思。所以就是蛮有趣的，他问耶利米说，从耶和华有什么话临到没有？耶利米回答得很简单，就跟他说有。他说你必交在巴比伦王的手中。所以第二次西底家得到的答案还是并不是一个很好的，让他觉得按他的心里他是希望神能够拯救耶路撒冷城，可是感受到神的意思不是这样。好像一次比一次他感受到这个事态有点严重，然后他又觉得这个是不是神的旨意呢？他又有一点犹豫了。好，所以到第38章的第14节，西底家王又再问了第三次。所以同样的事情，他可以这样子问了第三次，他可以存着这个不确定的感受，然后还能够在这个求问的当中，他在摸索，他好像是在这个样子的一个情况。所以第38章14节，这是他第三次的求问。西底家王打发人带领先知耶利米进入耶和华殿中第三门里见王。王就对耶利米说，我要问你一件事，你丝毫不可向我隐瞒。所以他这第三次他就更加的谨慎，他把他请到耶和华的殿中，他想说这样子可能会得到更正确的答案吧。但是是不是呢？他是不是得到更正确想要是他自己心目中的答案呢？也不是。好，我们就看到14节的时候。
Okay, so in verse 14 of Jeremiah 38.
对，好，38章16节继续，我们就看见西底家很有决心，就是说我指着那造着我们生命之永生的耶和华起誓，我必不杀你，也不将你交在寻索你命的人中。所以他还有那个良心良知，他知道这个是神的先知，他愿意来听从他口中耶和华借他口中所说的话。
So in verse 16 we say that King Zedekiah swore his oath Jeremiah, as surely as the Lord lives, who has given us breath, I will neither kill you or hand you over to those who are seeking your life. And so you see here, the King Zedekiah had heart, and he knew that Jeremiah was a prophet of God.
然而耶利米他回答的话还是一样，他说，你若出去归降巴比伦王的首领。
But Jeremiah's reply was the same. If you surrender to the officers of the king of Babylon,
你的命就必存活。
Your life will be spared.
你若不出去归降巴比伦王的首领。
But if you do not surrender to the officers of the king of Babylon,
这城就必交在加勒底人的手中。
The city will be handed over to the Babylonians.
他们必用火焚烧。
And they will burn it down.
你也不得脱离他们的手。
You yourself will not escape from their hands.
对，那经过这三次他的在神面前，他有心想要来求问神的意思，到底他要留在耶路撒冷呢，还是要离开这里，去到巴比伦的王国。
Yeah, so during this three times, we can see that he does have the heart to ask, is he supposed to stay in Jerusalem, or is he supposed to leave and go to Babylon?
但是他得到的答案跟他所要的是不一样的。
But his answer that he got was not what he wanted.
最后他把他的心声吐露出来，在这第三次的求问当中。
And finally, he expresses himself during this last time that he asks.
他的心声是第十九章第三十八章的第十九节。西底家王对耶利米说，我怕那些投降加勒底的人。
Finally, in verse 19, he expresses himself. He says to Jeremiah, I'm afraid of the Jews who have gone over to the Babylonians.
也就是犹大人。恐怕加勒底人将我交在他们手中。
For the Babylonians may hand me over to them, and they will mistreat me.
他们戏弄我。
And they will mistreat me.
他讲出他的心声，他的心里面就是他怕他的自己一个高高在上的一个王，如果去到投降的这个巴比伦的这个国家里面，他的尊严，他的自尊。他所想的这些荣耀都会不在了。
Yeah, so here, he expresses himself and he says that he's afraid that if he goes to Babylonia, then he will lose self-respect.
他想要保有的是自己的尊严。
He wants to preserve his self-respect.
他想要就是保有现状。
He wants to preserve the present.
所以他居然可以三次求问神，然后把神的话就是摆一边了。
So he asked God three times and seek God, but he put God's word to the side.
那所以给我一个警醒，就是常常我们是知道神，也有略略认识神的人，我们是这样的人。
So this gives me a reminder that sometimes we seek God, but then we also don't obey.
对，我们已经是一个略略有认识神的人，我们是称为神名下的子民。
Yeah, we are people who really know God. We're under God's name.
就像西底家王，他也知道神的名字，他也略略知道这位神的能力。
Just like King Zedekiah, he really knows this God and he knows God's power.
但是当他走到一个国家，或者是说在他人生的困境两难抉择当中，
But when he gets to a point where there's difficulty in his kingdom or his life,
因着他跟神的这个关系并不是一个长久持续性的一个稳定。
And his relationship with God is not a long-term and very stable relationship.
所以即使有神的话借着神的先知讲在他的面前，
So even though there is God's word through God's prophet speaking in front of him,
神就近在咫尺。我们却错过了。
So we missed it.
所以什么让我们错过了神呢？
So what causes us to miss this?
所以我在
God's word.Thinking about this.
就像西底家王,
just like King Zedekiah,
使他跟神的旨意、圣善的旨意隔绝的，就是他的自己。
What caused him to separate from God's will is himself.
长久以来，他没有遵神的旨意，在神给他的王位上，他好好的治理这个国家，按着神的公义、公平的原则来带领国家。他自己本身也没有跟神建立很好的关系。
On the long term, he didn't really follow God's, he didn't really follow God's way of leading the kingdom.
所以他一次 两次、三次的有心要求问神，最后却无力来 follow 神的对 perfect will。
So once, twice, and three times he went to seek God, but at the end he didn't have the ability to follow what God told him to do.
所以非常的可惜。
So this is very unfortunate.
那因此我们知道他最后的结局就是犹大南国犹大在西元前586年就正式被巴比伦王国掳去。
So we know that what happens later, the kingdom of Judah in 586 BC, they were destroyed.
那西底家王的结局就正如先知所说的，他就被人用铜链把他带去巴比伦，他的眼睛也失去了。
So, just like Jeremiah said, King Zedekiah, he was chained with bronze and his eyes were taken out.
Yeah, 那在这几章的当中还有另外一个人，他是犹大的军长约哈南。
So in these chapters, there's another instance. There is a army officer named Johanan.
这个人的故事也是让我感到有一个部分提醒了我。
So during these chapters, I had another reminder.
这个故事是在差不多42章左右。
This story is approximately around chapter 42.
这个军长约哈南，他领着犹大国一群当时的难民住到。
This army officer Johanan, he brought a group of people in from Judah.
因为那个时候，巴比伦王曾经设立一个基大利的省长在耶路撒冷。
At this time, fine.
然后呢，这个基大利是被一个叛徒以实玛利所杀。那后来呢，这个约哈南就把以实玛利他所掠夺的这些难民又接取过来，他就把这些难民呢带到伯利恒。但是在伯利恒的那些日子，他心里也产生一个拣选，他心里觉得是不是应该要住在这里，是不是要离开，是不是有更好的。
Yeah, so at that time, this army officer wasn't sure if this was the place, Babylon is the place to stay.
因为他心里惧怕加勒底人，也就是巴比伦王他们的一个权势，所以他们考虑要进入到埃及去。
Because at this time he feared the Babylonians, and so they thought about entering Egypt.
当人有一个这样的考虑，他们又有一个知识想要求问神，这个时候我们该怎么做？
So at this time they were thinking about this, and they also knew that it was important to seek God. So what should we do in these circumstances?
所以在第四十二章第二节。
So in chapter 42, the second verse.
我们看到约哈南他也来求问耶利米先知。
So we see Johanan also went to seek the prophet Jeremiah.
第二节，他对先知耶利米说，求你准我们在你面前祈求。
So he said to Jeremiah, please hear our petition and pray to the Lord your God.
为我们这些剩下的人祷告耶和华你的神。
Pray to the Lord your God.
对，然后接下来直接跳到第六节的中间，他说，无论是好是歹，我们都必听从，我们听从耶和华我们神的话，就可以得福。
Okay, so we're going to go to verse 6. Whether it is favorable or unfavorable, we will obey the Lord our God.
所以他有一个决心，他在口头上、话语上，他也是有决心要 follow 神的 神无论神说好或者说歹，好的坏的他都愿意。但是我们看接下来是这样吗？
So he has the heart to commit to what God says, whether it's good or bad. So we'll see what's next.
好，所以到第十节的时候，耶利米就照着他所求告的就回答，是在十天之后他求问神，神给他话了。
So Jeremiah replied according to what was asked 10 days later.
Yeah. 所以耶利米就告诉他们说，你们如果人住在这地，也就是说请他们就是继续的住在他们自己的本国。
The response was, if you stay in this land,
不要怕你们所怕的。
Do not be afraid of what you're afraid of.
因为我与你们同在。
Because I am with you.
这个我是耶和华我们的神。
This I is the Lord our God.
对，当他听到这个回答的时候。
So when he heard this reply,
他跟一些圣经上写是狂傲的人，约哈南跟一切狂傲的人。
He talked with people who were
arrogant. 就对耶利米说，你说谎言。
And then he told Jeremiah, you're speaking lies.
是那个巴路挑唆你来害我们的。
It is the Baruch.That is against us.
对，所以约哈南他当初已经有一个 picture， 他有一个心里有一个 agenda。
So at this time, Johanan already had his own picture and agenda.
他的 agenda 就是埃及 compare with 现在，就比较于现在来讲的话，好的太多了。
And his picture was that Egypt is way better than now, where they are now.
他已经有一个目标在那里。
He already had a goal.
他觉得那边埃及是一个没有战争那个时候。
He saw that there was no war in Egypt.
没有角声。
There were no sounds of war.
也没有饥荒。
There was no famine.
那样子的地方，我们何苦来待在我们自己的本国
？With such a place, why are we staying here in our place？
在这样子的一个就是他先已经有一个这样子的想法之后，他求问耶利米。
So with these thoughts, already he went to ask Jeremiah.
所得到的答案不是他自己要的。
And the answer he got was not the one that he wanted.
他就说这个先知是说谎。
And so he said this prophet is telling lies.
所以这个也是很可惜。当我们心里已经有一个既定的想法，即使我们听到神的声音，我们也会把它拒绝。
So this is also really unfortunate. When in our hearts we already have our own ideas, we don't listen to God.
所以当我念到这两位好像他们是失败的例子，那反照到我自己的身上，我有时候也是在听神的声音的时候，做抉择的时候，有时我也会有自己的人意的掺杂。
So these two stories are instances of failure and reflecting on my own life. When I make decisions, I also experience this sometimes.
好像有时候我有心求问，我有心求问在神的面前。
Yeah, sometimes I have the heart to ask and seek in front of God.
但是当神告诉我的跟我不符合，或者超出我能够去 predict。
But when God tells me and it's something that doesn't fit with me or it's hard for me to predict,
我觉得不合理。
I don't think it's reasonable.
因为当我看环境，
because when I see the environment,
不合，
and it doesn't fit,
而且当我看我自己，
and when I see myself,
我觉得如果照神的方式做的话，
I think if I follow what God said,
我们可能会被降卑。
Maybe it will
会失去尊严。
It will affect
不能保有现状.
By taking away my self-respect, destroying the current present situation.
或者说，我如果照着神所说的答案，我会面临到更大的征战。 就像那里会有征战，有脚声，会有一些饥荒那样子的一个代价要付出。
Or if I follow God, then there might be more battles, such as in here, where they would have to face war, the sounds of war and famine.
所以我就模糊了神的旨意了。
And so I distort God's will.
即使神的话近在眼前，就借着人事物来提醒我们的时候。
So even if God's will is there through people or things around us,
我也软弱无力去follow,
I'm still weak and can't follow.
是，所以 读到这边的时候呢, 我们真的是看到神，他的意念常常是高过我们的意念, 他的道路也是高过我们的道路的。
So here we can see that God's ways are higher than our ways, and His path is greater than our path.
如果我们能够在平日的当中，我们在小事上就顺服跟随的话，就不会在大事还有一个人生的十字路口做拣选的时候，我们会陷入两难了。
If we're able to follow God on the small things of life, then when we get to the big things at the turning points in life, able to follow God.
对，所以我们看到这两个是似乎是失败的例子，带给我们警醒。那在圣经里面，弟兄姐妹们也知道有很多成功的例子，像亚伯拉罕、信心之父，还有大卫，他从少年的时候，他就是在旷野当中。 牧羊的时候，他就已经是活在神的面前。So
we see here two instances of failure, but there are also many instances of success, like Abraham and David. When David was in the tending the sheep, he already was very close to God.
是，另外还有一个也是大家耳熟能详的，就是迦勒。
And another one that we may be familiar with is Caleb.
他专心地跟从神。
He focused and followed God.
因此他真的是按着神的应许得地为业。
So he was able to follow God's will.
我最近又在看他当初所说的那一段话，大家都很熟。
So I was reading this part of the book.
在约书亚记。 第十四章第十节
In Joshua chapter 10 Wait, chapter
约书亚记十四章第十节。自从耶和华对摩西说这话的时候，耶和华照他所应许的，使我存活这45年。
Now then, just as the Lord promised, He has kept me alive for 45 years since the time He said this to Moses.
所以他在说这话的时候呢，他说他是85岁了。So
by the time He said this, He says that He was 85 years old.
所以他听见神借摩西所说的话，那个时候他是40岁。So
when He heard what Moses said that time, He was 40.
对，所以85我们减去40，也就是他真的很专心的跟从神45年了。So
85 minus 40, that's 45. So he really devoted himself to seeking God for 40 years.
对，好，那我非常喜欢的就是他接下来说的第十节的后面。看哪，现今我85岁了，我还是强壮。So
I really like how in here it says, See, I'm 85 years old. I'm still strong today as a day.
像摩西打发我去的那一天一样,
as the day Moses sent me out.
无论是征战是出入,
I'm just as vigorous to go out now to battle.
我的力量那时如何,
I'm just as vigorous now as I was then.
求你将耶和华那日应许我的这山地给我。
Now give me the hill country that the Lord promised me that day.
那里有亚纳族人。
You heard yourself that the Anakites were there.
那里也有宽大坚固的城。
And their cities were large and fortified.
不过他在最后就说，神与我同在，我就能够把他们赶出去。
But the Lord helping me, I will drive them out, just as he said.
我很喜欢加勒他说话的这个方式，他的那个 focus 都是神应许要给他的，神要的，神也要给他的。
I like the way that Caleb is speaking. He focuses on God's promises, the things that God has promised to give him.
相较于我们刚刚看的西底家、约哈南，他们比较是倾向于是我要的，神你来帮助我 fulfill 我的理想。
Compared to King Zedekiah and Johanan, where their focus was on themselves and what they wanted.
加勒他是神当初你应许我是什么要给我，然后呢，神你说的是什么？他很 care， 他很 concern 神所要的。
And Caleb he said, God, your promises. He focused on God's promise, what God was going to give him. That's what he cares about.
他不是说神要给的那个山地是一个是一个可安歇的青草地，是一个很平静安稳，然后不需要动一根手指头，我们就可以去到那里，然后就可以安居乐业了。
He didn't say like, God, give me this place that's peaceful and wonderful. We don't have to do anything to get it.
他反而说，嘿，那里有亚纳族人呢。
Instead, he says, over there, there are the Anakites.
而且那里还有宽大坚固的城耶。
And there are cities large and fortified.
他讲的都是困难。
He's all talking about the difficulties.
而且是非常大的困难。
These are big difficulties.
就像他以前40岁的时候12个探子出去，他跟约书亚两个回来所说的话当初也是这样。
It's just like before, 40 years ago, when he went out with Joshua with the 12 spies.The things he says are similar.
他真的是当时如何，那时如何，现在他也是如何。
He truly is the same way as he was before, and now he is the same way.
Yeah, 他们并不是看到困难，并不是把亚纳族人还有坚固的城，把它形容成是一个我们人生不能打败的一个困境。
He didn't see the difficulties, the Anakites and the large and fortified cities as big difficulties that cannot be overcome.
他反而是好兴奋，他很兴奋，他觉得有这个困难，我要把它当食物吃了那种感觉。
Yeah, in fact, he was very excited, like this difficulty is something to be feasted upon.
去想想他45年跟随神，从40岁到现在85岁，他45年跟随神。
To think that he had followed God for 45 years.
他没有灰心，没有退后。
He didn't leave God.
没有
be discouraged.
对，因为时间这么的长。
And this time is so long.
我信主也才不过十几年。
I haven't known God for more than 10 years.
我在当中已经荒废掉许许多多的日子。
During this time, I have already wasted many, many days.
可是加勒。
But Caleb.
他竟然可以45年这么样的专心有信心。
During this 45 years, he could be so focused and have so much faith.
没有灰心，没有丧胆，没有退后。
He wasn't discouraged. He didn't have set.He didn't leave God.
我们把它对比于约哈南，他那个时候，约哈南他想进入到埃及地，就是因为他看见眼前城里的种种困难，国家里面种种的困难，他想要进入到埃及地。
So in this, we go back to Johanan. At that time, he saw all the difficulties in his country, so he wanted to go to Egypt.
他认为那个地方没有征战，没有角声，没有饥荒。就像我们有时候想要逃离困境，想要去找一个安 乐窝来让我们暂时舒缓。
And he saw that in Egypt there is no war, sounds of wars or famine. It's just like us when we want to seek to escape to a place of peacefulness.
然而，如果神说你不是要去那个地方，不是去投靠那个安乐窝呢？
But if God tells us not to go to that place,
因为你去到埃及，你就会被追兵巴比伦的追兵击杀尽尽呢。
Because if you go to Egypt, then you will be chased by the armies from Babylon.
所以我们有近视眼。
So we are nearsighted.
我们只看到那个地方，我可以脱离现在的苦难，进入到那个地方来解除我的痛苦。
We only see that we want to leave here to go to a peaceful place so that we can ease our difficulties.
但是是不是神的旨意？
But is this what God's will is?
对，所以加勒他一直 focus 神给他们的一条路线，神应许要给他希伯伦的山地，他就专心的去得45年这样子专心的。
So Caleb, he was focused for 45 years that God would give him the hill country that God has promised.
所以最后他得到了希伯伦这块应许之地。
And so in the end, he got Hebron as his inheritance.
那使我们想到还有一位以诺。
And lastly, we think of another character.
在他那个黑暗的当初，他所处的时代是非常黑暗的时代。
During this period of time, it was a very dark age.
他一共与主同行365年。300年，与神同行300年。
He followed God for 300 years.
所以他同行300年。Wow, 就比45年又更长。
So he followed God for 300 years, a lot longer than 45.
我想这也是一个信心的跟随，他非常认识神，所以他就一直与神同行，一直到永生里。
This requires a lot of faith, so he constantly followed God.
是，所以这个是值得我们效法的两位。那因为这几章我念下来的时候，就是最主要是给我自己一个提醒。
So these are two instances of people that we can follow after, and from these readings is a big reminder for me.
我们的日子如何？
How we live our lives.
我们的力量就真的如何？
That affects how much strength we have.
我们平日如果真实的操练，我们跟神同行。
If on our everyday lives, we practice following God,
熟悉他的声音,
familiarize ourselves with His voice,
放下自己的计划,
and put down our own plans,
时常去体会他的心思,
frequently to see what God is thinking,
那就不会落到一个地步像西底家或者是约哈南那样。
Then we won't get to the point where King Zedekiah or Johanan was.
他们心灵固然愿意。
In their hearts, they were willing.
他们的肉体却是软弱。
But they were so weak physically.
所以我们真的是现今的每一个日子。
So for us, in every day,
是神要预备我们他再来的日子。
God wants to use to prepare us for when He returns.
或许我们不会遇到主再来的日子，但是我们会遇到见主面的日子。每一个人一定会遇到见主面的日子。
So maybe we won't live until the day God returns, but we'll all live to when we see God.
就是离开这个世界到永生。
That's when we leave this world to go to eternity.
所以在诗篇九十篇十二节。
So in Psalms chapter 90,
十二节
verse 12,
摩西说：“求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子。”
Moses says, Moses says, "Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom."
是好叫我们得着智慧的心。
That we may gain a heart of wisdom.
好，那我们数算自己的日子，每一个人数算方法可能都不一样。那像我现在，比方说是50岁好了，那我活在世上的日子已经有18000多天了。
So the way that we count our days is different for everyone. So, for example, I'm like around 50, so now I have about
18,000.
It's hard to count.
Yeah. 那有一个有名的改教使徒马丁路德。
So a very famous reformist, Martin Luther.
他好像教大家怎么算。
He taught us all how to teach,
可以给大家参考。
It's something that we can think about.
他说他一生只有两个日子。
He said in our lives we only have 2 days.
一个是今天。
One is today.
一个是主来的日子。
And one is the day when God returns.
他把一生的日子算成只有两天。
So he counted all our lives days as just 2 days.
所以第一个就是今天。
The first one is today.
所以我们今天都是神给我们很大的恩典，给我们的机会。
So today is God's gave us a lot of grace, gave us a chance.
要来得主做我们的生命。
To obtain God and let Him be our life.
好像新妇要预备装饰整齐。
Just like a bride getting ready.
等候新郎的来到。
Waiting for
对，使我们头上常常有了膏油，身上有光明洁白的细麻衣。
Just like on our bodies, we have a beautiful white gown.
对，这个 gown 是能够 cover all of our body 的。
This gown can cover all of our bodies.
对，因为有圣徒到天上去，有人穿的是短短的。
Sometimes, Some people go up and they wear a short.
对，没有办法 cover 下面的一半部。
Okay. It cannot cover the bottom half of their body.
所以他们就退到敬拜团的很远很远的地方。
So they move back to the very back of the worship.
他们也不敢把手举起来。
They're afraid to raise their hands.
因为一举起来，那个衣服就更短了。
Because when they do, then their gown will be even shorter.
对，所以这就是好像我们已经是信主的人，都知道有一位神，也知道神的 power 跟奇妙。
So this is like us people who know God and know God's power.
但是很可惜，我们在神给我们的每一个今天的时候，我们不够警醒，来抓住做专心做主工。
But it's unfortunate if we are not focused on doing God's work every day.
以至于这个衣袍它不够遮盖我们全身。
And so this gown cannot cover our entire bodies.
这样好可惜。
That's very unfortunate.
是。所以更是使我们有一个要警醒谨守的心，活在每一个时刻的当中，来每时每刻转向神，不论我们现在的光景如何。他给我们生命气息，每一个现在就是每一个宝贵的机会。
So we need to be very awake and focused in our lives, in every instance to follow God.
我们要很注意平日我们这个器皿里面装的是什么。
We need to focus on every day what we fill ourselves with.
以至于当环境震动。来到的时候，你的人生来到一个震动、苦难这样子各样的环境震动来到的时候。
So when we face difficulties in our lives,
我们装的是什么，倒出来的就是什么。
What we have filled in us is what we will pour out.
我们种的是什么，我们收的也会是什么。
What we plant is what we will reap.
是，那。所以就是以这样子的故事来跟大家来一同勉励，然后另外我再跟大家分享，也是一小段那个据说是柴契尔夫人她所说的。
Okay, so this, these stories are just hopefully to encourage all of us. And then lastly, there's a story from Tai Chi.
英国的前首相。
The Minister of England?
Yes.
Prime Minister of England.
他说, 我们要注意我们的思想。
He says we have to be careful, aware of our thoughts.
因为它会成为我们的言语。
Because it becomes our words.
我们要注意我们的言语。
We need to be aware of our words.
因为它会成为我们的行为。
Because it will become our actions.
我们要注意我们的行为。
And we have to watch our actions.
因为那会成为我们的习惯。
Because it becomes our habits.
我们要注意我们的习惯。
And we have to watch our habits.
因为那会成为我们的性格。
Because it will become our character.
我们还要再注意我们的性格。
We have to be careful of our character.
因为那会成为我们的命运。
Because it will become our destiny.
我们不是在世界上要 有什么好的命运。 这个是 换一句话说就是我们能不能 fulfill 神给我们的命定。
So not necessarily fulfill our own destiny, but fulfill what God wants our destiny to be.
所以一切都是从思想开始的。
So everything starts with our thoughts.
昨天牧师再一次提醒我们箴言四章二十三节。
So again, yesterday our pastor reminded us Proverbs chapter 4:23.
你们要保守你们的心，胜于保守一切，因为一生的果效都是由心发出。
Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life.
Yes. 所以思想如何，我们会带动最后神在我们身上的命定能不能确实的 fulfill.
So our thoughts, however that is, that will affect if we're able to fulfill God's destiny for us.
神给我们的呼召这么高,
if God's calling for us is very high,
呼召我们是每一个人来做王的,
His calling for us is for all of us to be kings.
就是得胜者,
to be victorious.
就是得胜者。 但是我们的思想如果没有 被洁净，没有在日常生活借着遵行神的话，一点一点的来洁净，我们是不可能进入到神给我们这么大、这么好、这么高的应许里面。
But if our thoughts and our everyday lives are not purified, then this will cause us to not be able to reach God's destiny for us.
即使有这么多美好的见证人跟先知围绕着我们，给我们这么好的讯息。
Even if around us there are so many great prophets and testimonials,
有时我们就错过了,
we will miss them.
因为我们没有力气去跟从诶,
because we don't have the power to follow it.
可以到这种境地完全无力跟从，即使是一个很好的食物在我的旁边，我已经无力去吃它了。
So we don't have the power to follow it, even if it's like a delicious food in front of me, I can't eat it.
对，因为平常已经很任凭己意，随从肉体吃了很多不良的食物。
Because on normal everyday life, you already focus on your own ways.
所以最后就是以这些格言，就是刚刚那个柴切夫人给我们这些话，还有箴言四章第二十三。So
now we just follow through what the Prime Minister of England had said, and also Proverbs 4.
跟大家一起勉励，就是真的我们。 要珍惜每一天的日子，为着神再来的时候，或者是我们每个人要见主面的时候，我们警醒的预备都不会吃亏。So
this is to encourage everyone to cherish every day, to prepare for the day.
绝对不会吃亏，因为不管你会不会看到主再来的那一天，但是我们。 都要预备，因为我们不知道明日如何。
We won't regret it because no matter what, we have to prepare because we don't know what tomorrow will be like.
对，求主祝福我们大家。
Pray that God blesses us all.
谢谢。225首，加勒看见主，他相信主的应许，他完全。